Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, Yom Chamishi, the 24th day of the month of Tishrei here in the United States. Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Bereishis, 25th day of the month of Tishrei, in Eretz Yisrael. It's been so long since our last call, just the way the calendar fell out this year. This has been, I believe, the longest break of the daily Tehillim and Chizuk call since its inception over 5.5 years ago. Throughout the Chag of Sukkot, I had been looking forward to this call, and especially since Hoshana Rabbah, what an incredible and joyous day as we welcome back 20 of our dear brothers who had been held hostage for 738 long days. My heart was bursting earlier this week on Monday for a Tehillim call. To be able to join together with each and every one of you, our dearest participants on this beautiful platform, to sing praise and express our collective gratitude to Hashem for safely bringing home these precious 20. And yet, amongst the euphoria I was feeling, I also felt deep sadness. I couldn't stop thinking about the bodies of those still left behind in Gaza, of those feelings yearning for closure and the opportunity to give their loved ones a proper burial in Eretz Yisrael. I began to think about all those we had lost over the past 2 years, all those on October 7th, all of the chayalim, the incredible chayalim who raced into danger to protect Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, all those who had been injured, whether those injuries can be seen or not seen, of all the widows, orphans, and brokenhearted, of a country that desperately needs to get back to normal, to a new normal. In that swirl of emotion, I found myself deeply grateful that today's speaker would be my dear colleague, Rabbi Moshe Benovitz, a master educator, a Talmud Chacham, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael and truly understands what so many of us are feeling. I look forward all throughout the Chag to hear his words today. And then shortly after Avdallah last night, came the devastating news of the sudden passing of Rabbi Moshe Hauer. Rabbi Hauer, who served as the executive vice president here at the OU, passed away on Shmini Atzeres. Like so many around the world, I was and continue to be in absolute shock. How can this be? I'd just been on a call with him shortly before the Yom Tovim. He was a picture of strength, energy, and purpose. How could someone so full of life be gone? I'm not equipped nor deserving to eulogize him. How does one even begin to speak about a person who gave every fiber of his being to elevating Klal Yisrael? Rabbi Hauer was a giant, a prince, who met with world leaders and represented our community with wisdom and grace. Yet like his namesake, our greatest teacher and leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, he carried himself with extraordinary humility and integrity. He was both visionary and practical, someone who thought about every Jew, regardless of their background, station, or circumstance. Spent countless hours with Rabbi Hauer in person and phone calls on Zooms. The humility he always exhibited and the thoughtfulness and the mindfulness of every single Jew, of every Jew. Since joining the OU a little over 5 years ago, he set a pace that left many of us trying to keep up, driven purely by his desire to bring people closer to Hashem. There simply weren't enough hours in the day for his love for Klal Yisrael. Words cannot fully capture what he meant to so many, or the void his passing leaves behind. Yehi Zechru Baruch. We are blessed, as I shared, though, to have Rabbi Benovitz with us today, and I hope in the coming days to bring on other community leaders as well to help us process, reflect, and honor the incredible legacy of Rabbi Howard Zatzal together. For the past 2 years, we have shared and acknowledged here on the Daily Call the number of days that our brothers and sisters were held hostage. Well, we are grateful that all the live hostages, thank you Hashem, have been returned. We continue to daven, to pray for the bodies of those still in Gaza to be returned to their loved ones. But today is day 3, and each of us moving forward, but not moving on. We express our incredible gratitude to Hashem for ending the crisis, but we continue to beseech the Almighty to bring home those Kedoshim for a proper burial in Eretz Yisrael. On that note, I would like to share, and I do so with guidance from Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus at the OU, that beginning today, we will no longer be reciting the Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, the Mishnah Berach for the hostages. Of course, we will continue to daven for all the bodies of these precious souls to be returned, but the psak, the ruling given at this time, will be for us to only continue forward with the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the brave and incredible soldiers, and for the Cholim, for those who are sick, for those who are suffering. There are so many. There are so many. Just before I got on this call, I got an update that since they've been tracking of the beginning of 2024, there have been 37 suicides of Chayalim, of soldiers. 37 suffering PTSD of trauma. There's still so much for us to daven for on this call. In the coming days, and it might even be weeks as we will work with our partners at Koren, you will see this and other changes reflected in the daily email. I know the link still shows the Mishnah Berach, the Shvuyim, and the number of Tehillim that we will continue to recite for now. But please note, in the coming days and weeks, you will see changes. Today's program is generously sponsored anonymously in honor of Rabbi Hauer. Thank you for your generosity and dedication to the Daily Call. The individual who sponsored today's call had reached out prior to the Chag with a simple request to sponsor the call and to do so anonymously. Earlier today, I reached out to them asking for their permission for their dedication to be specifically in memory of Rabbi Hauer, and I am deeply grateful for them so graciously sharing their heartfelt desire for it to be done so in Rabbi Hauer's memory. You know who you are, and I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Benovitz, Managing Director of Day School Education Excellence at the OU and Director of NTSY Kollel, just some of the hats Rabbi Benovitz wears, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by the slow recitation of the 5 chapters of Tehillim we recite here on the call, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Benovitz will lead us in the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, and we'll conclude then with the Mishnah Berach for the Cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds. Give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Benovitz, and I truly apologize for taking so much of your time, the chavod.
Thank you, Rav Naftali. It is truly an extraordinary day to be joining with everybody in the recitation of Tehillim. Extraordinary, not necessarily for the most wonderful of reasons. Certainly we have what to be thankful for and to celebrate with the return of the hostages, with a brand new dawn over the land of Israel, over the entire Jewish people, with hope and optimism like we haven't seen in some time, with joy in the streets, the likes of which we have not seen in some time. Even there, in the world of Eretz Yisrael, there is a complex combination of emotions and of feelings that we are experiencing right now. We are filled with the same concerns, anxiety, sorrow for the families of those who are still in harm's way, of the bodies that have not yet been returned, as Rav Tully described. And here in America, as well as worldwide, the news of Rabbi Hauer's untimely passing and the amazing void that has been left in our community as a result weighs heavily on us all. How is one to feel on a day like today? The question that so many have asked to those residents of the land of Israel or those fortunate enough to be visiting the land of Israel at this time, how does one feel on a day like today, is a question that is impossible to answer. It's impossible to answer because of the range and variety of responses, all of which are not to be judged or criticized, can only be accepted and validated as normal, natural human responses to such complicated times and to such a very, very conflicting set of motivators and levers that play on our emotions in that way. And impossible to describe because even if we could capture an average or a standard of the response, that response itself would be so complex and so muddled that it would not just defy words, but it would defy any sort of description or any ability to capture it at all. Instead of analyzing how it is we're supposed to feel, maybe, especially in tribute to Rabbi Hauer, who is one of the people, if not the main force, that started this call, let's talk about the role of Tehillim in navigating this range of emotions. Is this call appropriate? A question that has been asked in shuls and in other settings around the world over the past few days. Should we be reciting the daily Tehillim or should we not? On the one hand, as is the psak of Rabbi Weinreb, and it must be noted with all of the hakaras hatov and confidence that we have in the Piskei Halacha of Rabbi Dr. Weinreb, the role and the person that we would turn to most naturally, and this is not even the first, second, or third time that so many of us have had this feeling in the past 12 hours or so, 16 hours or so, would be Rabbi Hauer, who passed away, and his role as Executive Vice President in the OU. The decision and the question, again, that he asked is, should we be saying Tehillim at this time? Is it appropriate? Is it a sense of being kafui tov, of rejecting the good that we have in front of us, to recite Tehillim at this time? There are two justifications for the recitation of Tehillim, at least as regards to this call is concerned, and perhaps it could be applied to certain other circumstances as well, as we'll discuss in a minute. The first is to say that the existence of good and the motivations of Tov Lehodos LaHashem, the recitation of Mizmor Lesoda, not to portend that all is bad and terrible, does not contradict the fact that danger still lurks, that tragedy still rears its head in so many important ways. And therefore, there's virtually no time in which we would not be justified in reciting special Tehillim as a community. There's no time in which things are so perfect. Az yimalei sechok pinu. Then in the times of ultimate redemption, when there is no more evil in the world and no more suffering in the world, then our mouths will be filled with only songs of joy and thanksgiving. And then and only then will we be able to do away with the types of more desperate tehillim and tefillah that we've become accustomed to over these past 2 years. Certainly as described, both by Rav Nitzpali and me in my introductory words, we have a situation right now where despite all of the joy that we felt, there is what to be concerned about and what to mourn. This argument has a counter-argument that is important to consider. And that is to say that if we do not, if we were to look at the need for Tehillim on an ongoing basis as being the motivator, we would never stop saying Tehillim. This comes up in the laws of the recitation of Birchas HaGomel, not entirely separate from the issue that we're talking about today, in which we know there are certain motivations that we have for reciting Birchas HaGomel, four that are described in the Gemara, and no more. There's an interesting halakhic question that comes up, one of them being, what if a person finds himself in a situation beyond the scope of the four described in the Gemara? And another interesting question comes up is the famous question of the near miss. What happens if a person narrowly avoids a catastrophic, terrible car accident? What happens if a person is moments away, a mere few feet away from a place where he stood moments before, and then some type of attack or explosion takes place, God forbid, and the person finds themselves having escaped by the skin of their teeth, never having actually been in the direct contact of the radius of that blast? The halacha tells us that we are not supposed to bench gomel in such a situation. We are not supposed to offer a pairing of thanksgiving. Some respond, and many take offense at this response, in a somewhat facetious way. It's quoted in the name of a number of rabbanim, a number of rabbis who quipped that if a person washes their jeans in the washing machine on a regular basis, we don't call that a near drowning. The fact that the pants that they were wearing moments before are being put through a spin cycle and being submerged in water doesn't make that a near miss. And some people take offense at that type of lighthearted humor for such a very, very serious question. There is a defense of that argument, though, that should be considered properly. Perhaps the reason that we don't bench gomel on the near miss is the fact that if we did bench gomel on a near miss, we would do nothing than bench gomel. Every moment of our life is so precarious. Every moment of our life is so fraught in danger. Every moment of life is a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam, for which we must savor and never take for granted, so that our life is to be understood as a series of near misses. And if we recited the bracha of Gomel on a near miss, we would recite Gomel forever. Similarly, if we recited Tehillim on every tzara that existed in the world, we would do nothing but recite Tehillim. And therefore, based on that logic, when there are certain circumstances that are above and beyond that are lifted, not a reality which is never going to happen in our lifetimes, of no danger at all, when we are in a situation where some of those concerns have been lifted, the superior concerns, the out-of-the-ordinary concerns, in the same way that we don't bench Gomel anymore, we might not recite the Tehillim as well at that time. However, there is another rationale that is unique to this call, and I think that is critically important. There is another motivation for the recitation of Tehillim. And here we might differentiate between a shul and the types of Tehillim that are added to davening and the types of Tehillim that are instituted as part of our regular day. We stop saying special Tehillim and prayers. We don't stop praying. We don't stop the recitation of Tehillim. It is the additional, tacked on, extra prakim of Tehillim from the end of davening that leave. Not, God forbid, Psukei Dezimra, not, God forbid, our Shemona Esrei, and not, God forbid, the Tehillim that we build into our daily basis as part of our tefillah for the realities of the world. It is the extra tefillos of Gomel, the extra tefillos and paragraphs that go into the end of Shemona Esrei that we might do away with under certain circumstances. But those prayers, those recitations of Tehillim that are part of our regular daily schedule and that benefit us, those must be recited and continue to be cited on a regular basis. Those who are in trouble need it, and we need it. We need to be a people who exhibit that type of sensitivity and who exhibit that type of concern. And here is where I would highlight Rabbi Hauer's passing and the role he played in this very call. I have no doubt, even though I did not discuss this with him directly in the time that we had, that was the perspective, not that the Jewish people in a time of trouble needed to do something extra, but that the Jewish people in a time of trouble and in a time of less trouble needed to be connected to Tehillim as our lifeline of connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, needed to put as part of our daily prayers, our daily schedules, that at 1 o'clock Eastern time in the afternoon, as a community, we connect with God and we appeal to him for all that we need in the world. And it does not require any sort of question about what our situation is, because our situation is that we are in this world and we are crying out, V'ani sefilasi. We are people who cry out and connect to the Ribono Shel Olam in every opportunity, in every chance that we have, in every way that we have. We will now recite the Tehillim today and for the foreseeable future, le'ilui nishmas Rabbi Hauer, in recognition of those who have fallen and whose bodies have been returned, those who have fallen and bodies have not been returned, those who are in such desperate need of refuah shalema, near and far, we will recite the Hillim on behalf of all. Lamanatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai biyom sarah, yisagefcha shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umifion yisadecha, yizkar kol minchosecha, biolascha yidashna sela, yitain lecha kilvavecha v'chol atascha yimalei, niranana bishuasecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, atayadati kiyoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'aneu b'shvei kacho, v'gvurat yesha yimino. Eile v'rechev, v'eile b'susim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisadat. Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, bin osdesha yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni, Nashi Yeshoveb Yancheni B'Magle Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'Geitz Amabes Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha U'mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni Aruch L'Fanai Shulchan Neged Sorirai Dishanta V'Hashem En Roshi Kosi Rivaya Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdefuni Kol Yemei Chayai V'Shavti B'Beis Adonai Li'orech Yamin Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph Shir Lamalos, Esoinai El Harim, May Ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Ose Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomerecha. Hinelo Yonum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmorath Nashecha, Adonai Yishmorath Tezcha Uvoecha, May Atavi Adolam. Herek Kuflamid, Shira Malos, Mimama Kim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bikoli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos, Lekol Tachnunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamo. Ki Imchaha Slicha, Lemaan Tivare. Ki Visi Adonai Kipsa Nashi, Velidvaro Hocholti. Nashil Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki im Adonai achesed v'harbei mofidos, v'hu yifteh Yisrael mikol avonosav. Herek kuf mem beis. Maskil l'David b'yoso b'me'orah sefilah. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan. Eshpok l'fanav sichi, sarasi l'fanav agid. V'hisatef alai ruchi, v'atoyadata nisivasi b'orach zu aleich tamnu pachli. Habet Yamin Ure, Vein Li Makir, Avad Manos Vimeni, Ein Doresh Lenashi. Zaakti, Elecha Adonai, Amarti, Atom Mafti Chalki, Be'eret Hachayim. Hakshiva El Rinasi, Ki Dalosi Ma'od, Hatileni Merodfai, Ki Amsu Mimeni, Hotsiami Masker Nashi, Lehodot Eshemecha, Bi Yachti Rutadikim, Ki Sigmol Alai. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim batzara uvashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotiei meitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela li'ura, u'mishibod li'geula, hashata ba'agala uvizman kariv, v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress of captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishabeirach Avoteinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschayalei Tzeva Haganah Liyisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Ha'omdim Al Mishmaratzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Mikvul Halvanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayom HaGadol Ad Levo HaRava, U'Bechol Makom Shehem, V'Yabasha, V'Avir U'Vayom. Yitein Adonai Yisayveinu HaKamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lesnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Yivazatios Chayalein Mikol Sarav Atsuko Mikol Nego Machala. Yishlach Brachah V'Hasukha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem Yadver sonenu tachtehem v'yafrem b'chaser Yeshua uvataras yitzachon. Bikuyam b'hem akosub ki adonai Elohechem ha'olechim lachem, li'lachem lachem imoy v'chem, lo'shia eschem v'nomar amen. Even if we are not reciting the prayer for those in captivity anymore, we must take a moment to pause and to recognize the joy in which we stop that aspect of our tefillah and the grave concern that we have for those who have not yet been returned, even for Kvuras as a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. We will now recite the Mishaberach B'cholim. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Ularapam Lahachikam Ulchayosam Yifach Lahem Mehei Refuah Shleimam Min Hashamayim Lachol Eivareihem Lachol Gideihem Besok Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Tagah Hashtab Hagalah Uvizman Kariv Binomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Benovitz. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, near to Hashem in the near future. Truly, truly appreciate having you on. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Everyone, a safe and wonderful day, a safe, wonderful Shabbos.